trusting God in the midst of change. If you have your Bibles with you, we'll be reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 through 8. And it reads, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, a time to turn away. Time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Trust in God in the midst of change." Do we trust God this morning, church? Do we trust God? No matter what, we should trust God. But it's easy to trust God when things are going smooth in our lives. When things are uninterrupted in our lives, it's easy to trust God. The favorite saying is, when God is good, they love to shout, "Won't he do it? Won't he do it?" What about when things are not going your way? Won't he do it? That's right. He surely will. He surely will. I think we are here today because we trust God. We trust that God is here among us this morning. That his spirit lives in each one of us this morning. He has seeded something in each one of us this morning to help each other out. We trust that. We trust in God. We know that trusting God, church, takes faith. Especially in the midst of change. We can't see God. And naturally, because the things that we can't see, we tend to not want to trust. And if we are not in tune to the Holy Spirit, that makes it even harder to trust God. And that's a scary place to be. Scary. But even though that's a scary place to be, people, we stand still and we know that he is God. And we trust through these changes. Because we know God is in control, even through the scary places. Ecclesiastes 3:1, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven." For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. What's that saying, church? We are not in control. We are not in control. A season and time for every matter, whether we like it or not. Whether we like it or not. And when that change occurs, that difficulty, uncertainty occurs in our life, we need to be in position. We need to make sure that we are in position in the place where God's perfect plan can live out in our lives. Position ourselves in the trust of God through change. No matter what occurs, if we are in that position, church, no matter what change comes, there is no fear. There is no fear. There's only trust. Only trust. Only trust. And those that trust God cannot be shaken. No matter the change, no matter the difficulty, no matter the uncertainty, you will not be shaken. Trust in God. Trust in God. A new season, church, brings change. A new season brings change. When change comes, we what? We adapt. We adapt. Whether it's raining, snowing, hot or cold, we adapt. We adapt. No matter what this season or next season may bring, who knows? Who knows? But we don't fear. We trust in God. We trust in God. And when God is in control, church, everything is under control. When God is in control, everything is under control. Even when life changes, even when life changes, God is still in control. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:18, it sums it up as this, that the things we now see will soon be gone. And the things that we cannot see will last forever. The things that we now see will soon be gone. What he's saying is we can't focus on the things of this world. They're temporary. We focus on the things of above, the things of God. Even though the difficulty comes, the change comes, and we are here in the midst of it, this is our life here on earth, but we focus on life after earth. We focus on our heavenly home, our heavenly home. Those places that we love to go will soon be gone. Those jobs that we put so much of our trust and time in will soon be gone. Those houses and cars that we cherish so much will soon be gone. Our good looks will soon be gone. The people closest to us, bless us, God, will soon be gone. Our lives and this world one day will soon be gone. But church, when that pain of change comes, enter into our lives and we have nothing else. Nothing else. We hold on to that unchanging hand of God. No matter what comes our way, that unchanging hand of God never moves. It stands waiting on us to reach out. Reach out for. Reach out for. It never changes. And we know today, church, that our leader here at Capital City Church never changes. Our leader never changes. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our leader, the one that we stand on, the one that we trust in, believe in through change, the difficulties in his life, our Lord and Savior, Jesus, is with us in the midst of change. That is why we must pray. That is why we must pray, church. We pray because we trust in God. And when we pray, we humble ourselves before God. We're acknowledging that, God, you are in control, Almighty God. Take us where you want us to go, God. Lead us. Take our hands and lead us, Almighty God. We need you, God. We need you. We pray because prayer protects us through change. Prayer delivers us through the struggle of change and difficult times. Prayer is powerful, powerful. As we pray, God is acting on our prayers. He's acting on our prayers, church. Prayer changes things. Not only does God hear our prayers, he honors our prayers. Each and every person in here, he hears you. He loves you. He cares for you. That is why we pray for God's wisdom. Through change, we pray for God's wisdom. Before we react, we pray for God to give us wisdom. Wisdom, God's wisdom. The ability to make godly choices and godly decisions. And when there's difficulty, when there's change, that's what we need, church. We need to move ourselves aside, trust in the Spirit of God that lives in us. Pray for that wisdom of God. God, we need your wisdom, God. We need to know how to move on in this time of change, God. We need you, God. Of this time of uncertainty, God, let your wisdom come through these tough times. Give us insight. Give us insight. And lead us to your understanding, God. We pray for God's understanding. The Bible tells us to get understanding. Get understanding. We can't get understanding without the dwelling of the Holy Spirit, the living power of God within us, the Holy Spirit. We would never understand the things of this world in our own nature. Right now, today, there are some things that's going on that we do not understand. And it's killing us not to understand, and we're trying to figure it out. We can't. We can't. We can't. But we trust you, God. We don't understand it, God, but we trust you, God. We call on your holy name, God, because we trust you. And we know that you're in control, God. I don't know what you're doing, God, but we know you're here amongst us, and we trust you. We trust you, God. God is beyond our understanding, church. He is above our standards. The things that we know or think we know does not compare to the things of God. To the things of God. In this life, there's so much that goes on. And we search for understanding. Search for understanding. Lean on God for his understanding. He tells us to. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Lean on God. Tell a friend to lean on God in their situation. Tell another friend to lean on God in their situation. God's understanding brings us peace in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits. The peace that we need. The peace that surpasses all understanding is God's peace. God's peace. And church, you must trust in your faith. Trust in your faith. When changes comes your way, you don't know what to do. Trust in your faith. You know God. You know the things that God has seeded within your heart. You know God. Don't be deceived. Don't be persuaded by Satan, the devil, or his workmen. You know God. Trust in your faith. Trust that you know that you know that you know. Build yourself up in your faith, church. Build yourself up in your faith. The things that God has seeded in you, build yourself up in it. Because change is going to come. Difficulty is coming. It's here. It's here. We need to know that. You have faith. Build yourself up in your faith, church. Trust in God. Trust in God. Trust in God and know who God is. Trust in God and know who God is. Have you ever searched to see who God really is? Have you ever really searched for God to see who he really is? God is beautiful. God is wonderful. God is joy. Just look around. Can you actually believe what you see? Can you believe that we are here? He's created us with a sound mind to know the things that we know, the ability to do things with our hands and our feet, the ability to be able to praise God. God is wonderful. It amazes me how good God is. Church, we trust in God because God knows better than we do. He knows better than we do. God knows what we don't know. He knows what we don't know, right? And we trust in God, church, because God knows simply what he is doing. He knows what he's doing. Wouldn't you want someone in control of your life that knows better than you? We need that, right? And to think about it, we always think that we are by ourselves. Things happen in our lives and we have to handle it on our own. But we don't. Let go and let God. God said, let me work, child. Let me work. That's what I'm here for. He created us to work in us, to work in us through these times of change and difficult. God knows what he is doing. God doesn't panic. God doesn't panic when there's change. He doesn't panic. That unchanging hand is still right there. Doesn't move, still waiting on us. To reach out is up to us. Reach out. That hand doesn't move. That's the free will of God that he gives us. A blessing and a curse of it. Blessing and a curse. God knows what he's doing. Jeremiah 29:11. God knows what he is doing. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. The plans he has for you. He knows the plans he has for you. Be still and know that he is God. You don't even know the plans for yourself. But God says, I know the plans for you. I know the plans for you. Declares the Lord, the plans for good and not evil. The plans for good. For your life and not evil. Wouldn't you want to trust in someone that's for your good? For your good. For your good. For your good. your good, for your good. Satan has no power over the goodness of God. Trust in that. Trust in that. Tell Satan, get behind me, Satan. I'm headed to the goodness of God, the plans he has for me. Amen. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, the plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a hope and a future. A hope and a future. This is God telling us. I know the plans I have for you, church. For a hope and a future is good. Sounds like Jesus. Sounds like Jesus. The plan of Jesus. Almighty God. The Savior. That's his plan for us. Christ Jesus. When we receive Christ in our lives, that's our plan. Good. Jesus is our hope. We hold on to Jesus, the plan of God. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to send his son to the cross. But he knew we needed him. He knew there would be times of trouble and change in our lives. And we needed a Savior. We needed someone to depend on. Someone stronger than us, someone better than us, someone greater than us. Amen. Jesus, our Savior. We know, church, that God is worthy of our trust. Worthy of our trust. God is worthy simply because we're here. Amen. We are here. We are here. Revelations 4:11, not up here. Worthy are you, Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. And by your will, they existed and were created. Worthy is our God. Worthy is our God, of our trust. If you love someone today, worthy is our God. God has blessed us with family, friends, loved ones, jobs to take care of our families. He's worthy. He's more worthy than anything and anybody that we can give praise to. Let's glorify God in this moment. Let's praise him in this moment. God, we praise you, God. We worship you, God. We glorify you. Yes, in the holy name of Jesus. In the holy name of Jesus. No matter the season, church, no matter the time, God is worthy. God is worthy. And we know God is sovereign. God is sovereign. It's who God is. It's who God is. The sovereign king. Isaiah 45:18 reads, not up here. For the Lord God is God, and he created the heavens and the earth and put everything in place. He made the world to be lived in. Not to be a place of empty chaos. I am the Lord, he says, and there is no other. There is no other. God doesn't want all this chaos that's going on in this world. Remember, his plans are for good. Not for this chaos, but it's here. It's here among us. And we must travel through this chaos and change. And he's built us to be together, united in Christ, to uphold one another in times of trouble and change, church. Let's be faithful to that. Let's be faithful to that. Because we know God is faithful. We know God is faithful. So many testimonies in the room right now that can testify of the faithfulness of God. So many lives can testify of the faithfulness of God. We hold on to God's word no matter the change that surrounds us, church. No matter the change, God is faithful to do just what he said he would do. No matter the change. No matter the change. According to his perfect will, even when we think that God is not for us, he's never against us. He would never leave us, church, and he definitely would never, never forsake us. Never forsake us. And we know that God is good. God is good. God, you are so good, God. Psalms 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Blessed is the woman who takes refuge in him. Blessed is the child that takes refuge in him. Taste and see the goodness of God. That's why we're here. We walk through those doors to taste and see the goodness of God this morning. We need to know that goodness of God. We thank you, God, for your goodness. You are so good to us, God. And we know, church, God is for you. God is for you. And when God is for you, no one can be against you. It won't prevail. It won't prevail. Satan will try all day long. He won't prevail. That's why it's important to trust in your faith. Trust in your faith. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. According to his purpose. Church change has come through the doors of Capital City Church. Change has entered into our house, but we stand firm and we trust in God. We trust in God. And we know that no matter who walk through those doors or who don't walk through those doors, God still has purpose for us. For each one of us, God has purpose. No matter who is in your life or who's not in your life, he has purpose for you. Purpose for you. Don't let no one influence you through change or difficult times that God has given up on you. He never will. Your purpose still stands in God. As long as you're breathing, your purpose still stands in God. Look to God to find that purpose, church. Things are difficult. Things are difficult, hard, hard. But as long as you are breathing, God still has purpose for you. And your purpose don't depend on your neighbor. Your purpose don't depend on your neighbor. Seek God for your purpose. Seek God for your purpose, church. Let's stand united in Christ through change, through difficulty. United in Christ here at Capital City Church. Because as we talked about, our leader never changes, no matter who's up here or who's not up here. Our leader in Jesus Christ never changes. Never changes. Trust in God. In the midst of change, let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your faithfulness. We thank you for your goodness, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you, God, because we are here. We know, God, that you will never change. We know that you are worthy, Almighty God. We know, mighty God, that you love us, Almighty God. God, we say this morning, God, to heal us, God. Heal us of ourselves, Almighty God. Move us out of the way, Almighty God, and let your spirit dwell within. Lift us up in your mighty ways, God. God, you say you'll never leave us nor forsake us, even though times are hard, times are difficult. Loved ones are here and loved ones are gone. Our heart hurts. Our soul sometimes may be divided. Our eyes sometimes may be crossed. But we know that you are here with us. And we know, God, that you are near to the brokenhearted. Because we are broken people, God. And we are here because we need you, God. We need you, Almighty God. God, bless the lives of your people. Here and afar, God. Bless the lives of your people. Bless your holy church. Bless your saints, God. Bless the sinners to get to know you, God. Bless us to reach through the aisles, God. Because the days are short. The time is near. Jesus, we are waiting for your return, Lord. God, we trust in you through change. We honor you. We glorify you because of who you are. In Jesus' name.